If you're a parent, you know the struggle. Keeping the kids entertained without breaking the bank is a bit of a hard one. Bunnings is coming to the rescue with free kids DIY workshops every weekend this month in February. These hands-on activities, from clay creatures to mini gardens, are a great way to get kids off screens and into creativity. But the thing that I want to highlight is that it's at a very low cost. Joining us to chat all about it is Bunnings DIY expert Mitch McLean. Mitch, thanks for being here with us.
It's my pleasure.
Can you tell us more about these free workshops, what families can expect, and who can participate?
Yeah, like you said, a very low cost. And in fact, they're free. So all our DIY workshops are free. All the materials are provided in store. And we even have little giveaway packs while they last at the moment, of aprons and take-home packs for the kids. So yes, a very affordable activity for your kids.
I think this is so important because, I mean, I said it at the beginning, but it can be really hard for parents to find things that they can plug their kids to that don't break the bank. So for parents to kind of know what it is that their kids are getting into, what are some of the fun activities that are planned for at least this month of February specifically?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've just done clay creatures and the paint pouring for terracotta pots. This weekend, we're doing make your own hula hoop, and next week we'll be doing mini gardens. The hula hoop one, my kids have actually done it before in store, and it's an absolute winner. I've bought hula hoops many times before, and they get discarded, but it's fascinating that if the child creates it themselves, my kids were using them for weeks afterwards.
So I actually was going to ask this. You said the hula hoop was your kids' favorite. Have you found a personal favorite in some of these activities?
Well, the amount of time that saved me while they were doing the activity, and then at home while they were being entertained with it, I have to say that's now my favorite activity is the hula hoop. So simple. They loved it and just spent hours playing with them.
Oh, so good. How can families find out about their local workshops, and how can they get registered into this?
Yeah, super simple process. If they just head to the Bunnings website, search up DIY workshops, they can then book online. The spots are limited, so yeah, it's good to get in early and book your position there. But yeah, super simple process. And you can also see all the upcoming activities on there as well.
Now, this is kind of happening in light of some research that has been out there. So there's research that shows that 76% of parents believe that DIY helps kids get off the screens. Why do you think it's so important to implement some hands-on learning in light of that research?
Yeah, I think with kids, it all comes down to getting some feedback from it. So whether it's YouTube or iPad, which I know I struggle to get my kids off them there, but it's funny, as soon as you give them a hands-on activity in front of them, it's amazing how engrossed they can become in it. It just keeps their minds active. It gives them some problem-solving and creativity. And just those hands-on skills of actually building something, I think, is what keeps them entertained.
And how do you find, or like, what's the importance of that to parents as well? Like, obviously the kids are walking away with actual practical life skills, but have you seen the turn of how this helps like family life for the parents as well?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly assists kids. I mean, the parents are able to reap the benefits of it, but it assists kids with sort of becoming independent. It builds their confidence. And once that starts to happen, you'll find that the kids step out in other areas. So it makes it a whole lot easier for the parents to find something to do when the kid's willing to sort of engage with it themselves.
Yeah, so good. Now, on top of this being like something that's getting them off the screen, developing creativity, confidence, and those life skills, it also is really helping those that don't have a lot of money to spend to get their kids out there and doing something creative. So the research that was sent through also shows that parents spend over $240 a month on activities for their kids, and the cost can be a major barrier. How do these free workshops help families looking for budget-friendly options?
Yeah, well, they're really well-timed at the moment with these upcoming ones over the weekend. With all those back-to-school expenses, I know with my children, I've seemed to be receiving them coming through very quickly, bill after bill. But yeah, just to have something that's free, easy, you can drop your kids in there. We do recommend you stay with your child, but just to have someone there entertaining your child for free, I don't know about you, but I don't think there's not a lot of that going around these days. So yeah, it's something that we're certainly want to provide.
Yeah, it definitely is very much appreciated because I think that's so true. Like in every activity, sporting event, there seems to be cost in it. So to have something that kids can go to for free, it's a huge blessing to those that are parents and have kids. Especially, I don't know if you saw some of the flooding events that have happened here specifically in Queensland, North Queensland, I think even more so. But a lot of people in our region, Ingham especially, which is not too far from us, you know, have really been hit hard with the flooding. So I think even in light of that, while the parents are trying to pick up where they, you know, the damage that may have been caused to their home or figure out what life looks like now, to have a place to be able to take their kids to get outside of their circumstances and for free is such a huge blessing.
Yeah, anything that we can do to support that is the top priority for us. I mean, we very much enjoy being part of the community, and offering something as simple as free kids workshops, can go a long way for some people.
Yeah, for sure. Now, on top of the workshops that you guys have set up, you did allude to this at the beginning and talked a little bit about what will be given away, but Bunnings is also going to be giving away the free DIY starter kits to participants. Can you tell us more about these?
Yeah, yes, certainly do. And as I mentioned, there is a limited supply, so best to book in early and get in there to ensure that you grab one. There is plenty to go around. It includes a DIY apron for the kids to take home. They've got a little collectible badge, and there's a magnet inside there. So whether it's DIY in store or at home, just be a little bit careful there. You pop a DIY apron on your kids at home, and you'll need to keep an eye on your taps to make sure they're not fixing any leaking taps at home.
Yeah. I love that. What's been the response from parents and kids so far? Because this has been running for the month of February. It'll continue to run, but specifically for this month of February, what's been the feedback so far?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, the parents and children love it there. Just some screen-free creative time for the kids is just amazing. And parents certainly can see the benefits of it, especially when they can sit down and have a coffee and relax there while their kids do DIY.
I would assume that this also is sort of a nice way to bring community together. Like, I just imagine all the kids sitting there and doing their crafts, but then you have the parents that are drinking the coffee and able to have conversation. Have you seen some of that as the workshops have taken place?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think we all have limited time, and when we get out of the house, it's nice to enjoy a conversation with another parent as well. And yes, we certainly do. I mean, we generally have our cafes situated very closely to the kids' clinic, so yeah. You can grab a coffee, sit down, have a chat with the other parents that are there. So it's a good way to sort of come together as a community and have a chat with the adults as well.
Yeah, so good. Now, this can be like your own personal experience, maybe something you've seen, but do you have any memorable moments from the past workshop that can really help us like grasp, you know, what this gives back to us, what this does for us, whether it be a personal one or just one that you've seen?
I'd have to say my most memorable workshop that I've done with the kids in store, not on the current listings here, but potentially for the future, was teaching young girls how to change a tap washer at home. So we had a group of girls there that came in that had never heard about changing a tap washer. And by the end of the session, we had 5-year-old girls that were able to disassemble a tap, replace the washer, and reinstall the tap all within 2 minutes.
Wow.
So five-year-old girls that could fix a leaking tap within 2 minutes, and I would struggle to do that. So that was just amazing to see that confidence built in young ladies and the boys as well. That was something special for me.
Man, I can imagine. I mean, even like as a mom, moms would be proud, but man, the smile on the dad's faces when they know that that's something that their daughters can attribute to in the household. What a great opportunity to be able to teach.
Yeah, some great life skills there.
Yeah. Do you have any simple DIY project ideas for parents who want to keep that creativity going then in their homes? Because I could kind of see this being something that like overflows from a place that you guys have sort of initiated and started through Bunnings.
Yeah, there's plenty of things to do at home. You'll find on the Bunnings Workshop DIY section that there's probably just about as many kids' DIY activities as there are adult ones on there. So that's a great place to look. And you also find in store, if you're looking for like a little craft project that you can sort of purchase and take home, we have a wide range of craft kits, all hands-on projects that the kids can do and spend hours doing it at home. And they're all quite reasonably priced as well. Yeah, but the Bunnings website is a great resource as well if you're just looking to browse some ideas for the kids on the weekend.
Even in light of all the rain, if you're looking for something to do, that's a great place to start so that you and the kids have things that you can be doing.
No, just to reiterate that we love the community coming into our stores. Fantastic when they're coming in to buy products, but we also love them coming in, even if it's just for the free activity. Don't feel like you need to come in to purchase something as well. Come in, have a coffee, get your kids to do the activity, grab a sausage on the way out. If that's all you're coming into a Bunnings store for, that's perfectly fine with us. And I know I take advantage of that myself too. So just happy to have customers come into the store.
Yeah, love that. Thank you so much, Mitch. And just a reminder to those listening, where can they head to register for these workshops?
Yeah, just to bunnings.com.au, head to the site, type in DIY workshops, and that'll bring up the book online for your local store. Just select your local store. It'll show you what's available, and you can just click through and register yourself on there. Super simple.
Thanks, Mitch.